Working across cultures. 4. Communication styles. Track 41.
How close do you like to be when speaking with a business colleague? How much eye contact are you comfortable with? Are you comfortable with long periods of silence? And how do you feel about interruptions? These are some of the questions we will be looking at in today's workshop on communication styles and cultural awareness. My name's Patrick Keane, and I'm the managing director of our office in Caracas, Venezuela. So why should you listen to me? Well, I've had 12 overseas postings, including Brazil, Russia, China, and India, and I speak 4 languages. By the end of the workshop today, you'll have a better understanding of communication styles in your own culture and an introduction to those styles in other cultures. And this is the starting point for learning how to deal with cultural differences. It's worth bearing in mind that 60% of people in this company get an overseas posting. Let me tell you briefly what we are going to cover today. I'll get the workshop going with a brief talk. Firstly, I'm going to talk about some ways in which we use verbal communication, and I'll look at 2 areas. Then I'm going to look at nonverbal communication, again, looking at 2 areas. And after that, we'll do some activities, looking at communication styles in your own culture. Let me ask you a question. Can you put up your hands if you've already had an overseas posting? Thank you. Now, we know that the majority of you will have an overseas posting at some time in your career. One of the challenges we face when we go into a new cultural environment is the communication style. I'm going to begin with verbal communication. My first example is silence, and how comfortable people are with silence. When people don't say anything. East Asian and Arab cultures are generally quite comfortable with silence. However, Anglo-Saxon cultures don't feel happy with long pauses in the conversation. My second example is the acceptance of interruption between speakers. This is seen differently among different cultures. Generally, we can say that East Asians, Americans, and Northern Europeans are not comfortable with interruption. They prefer to have as few interruptions as possible during conversations. Now, I'm not saying that people in these cultures don't interrupt. However, in these cultures, people who interrupt frequently are regarded as rude. But if we look at Southern Europeans and Latin American cultures, well, they're quite comfortable with interruptions. They even see it as positive engagement. They can see cultures which remain quiet as being rather formal or cold. Let me move on to nonverbal communication, body language and gestures, which can provide challenges for staff not used to working abroad. Again, I have 2 examples. First, I want to talk about proximity, or how close you stand when talking to people. Now, this really does vary between cultures. There's been some research into this, and apparently East Asian cultures prefer the space between people in conversation to be approximately 1 meter. However, the Latin cultures of Europe and Latin America, they prefer less than 0.5 meter. This can cause some strange situations where people from different cultures try to get comfortable during the conversation by moving forwards or backwards. As I said earlier, I'm based in Caracas, Venezuela. In fact, Venezuelans like to talk to each other standing about 12 centimeters apart. And they like to touch each other to show trust, or to show that the other person is what they call simpático. My second example of nonverbal communication is the level of eye contact, how much eye contact is normal and when to break it. Some cultures may feel that the other side is not engaging with them and not showing enough eye contact. Other cultures may feel that they are being stared at. Well, Arab and Latin cultures usually have the most eye contact, while East Asians have the least. North Americans and Northern Europeans are somewhere in the middle. Before we move on to the workshop, I'd like to ask you which cultures you feel you know well.